In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. In the reading from Proverbs that we heard this evening, we're reminded that if we really seek God, that's when we will know Him. And that's when He will guide our speech and our thoughts. It's when we will know His righteousness. But it does not come easily. And that's also acknowledged in the book of Proverbs, that it says we have to cry out and that we have to seek. When Jesus says seek, it means that we don't find immediately everything. And sometimes we would like to know all of the answers and know exactly what to do and be good at everything immediately. But this is not a struggle. And sometimes we're ashamed of struggle. We think of struggle as the sin, but really Christ assures us that when we seek, we do find. When we ask, we do receive. When we want Him in our life, He's in our life. And struggle is not the sin. It's the avoidance of the struggle that's the sin. Christ was in agony. And this is sometimes a word that we use for struggle also. The agona. It was also used for sort of the Olympic contests. Something strenuous and something that takes a lot of effort. But that effort is where God visits us. And when we feel that we are struggling, those are growing pains. Sometimes the closer we get to God, the further away we feel. Growing pains. We shouldn't get discouraged when we notice distance from God. And it bears repeating over and over again. When we can notice that God is distant, then we have a relationship. Because we don't care about distance, then if that's true, then we wouldn't notice it and we wouldn't feel it. So when we talk about struggle, it means that this is the spiritual work. And we know that saints, we say that they struggled in asceticism. They struggled in asceticism. Not that they were good immediately, not that they were perfected right away, but they presented themselves to God and cried out for Him, looked for Him, worked to meet Him. And that is where He finds us. So may He give us a good agona, may He give us patience, may He guide our struggles, and help us to stay on the right path, glorifying Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever and unto the ages of ages.